1-800-259-2237.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. The show that you can literally take control of. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
I mean it. You can call in at 1-800-259-9231. We'll very quickly screen your call. All we want is your name, where you're calling from, one word, what do you want to talk about, and how you're listening to the show. And we put you on the air. It's that simple.
It is just that simple.
We don't screen you out because we have some agenda that we want to follow on the show or anything like that. We want to hear, honestly, from you about really what you want to talk about, whether it's a personal issue you want to get off your chest, whether it's a complaint about the government or some sort of politics thing. Feel free. 1-800-259-9231. Now, if you don't call, then we have to bring stuff up. So we're going to do that. I know that you really have it in you tonight to talk about Pearl Harbor and World War II.
It is a day that'll live in infamy.
Yes, indeed. And I think that does need to be addressed. So we're going to do that if we have time. Otherwise, I'm going to hold this for later. But there's really some interesting stuff about Walmart that I want to talk about.
Okay.
Walmart's just such a huge company. It gets talked about.
The Walmart, just the point of view is that Walmart will be here tomorrow, but a day that'll live in infamy won't.
True. I agree with that. That's why we're going to go there first. But first, we'll get to this email here. We've got a bit of a hate email.
Ooh, they got a hate email.
You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com.
Manwich sucks. I hate Manwich.
And we might just read your emails live on the air. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com. Get interactive with us in the chat room. There's about 9 people hanging out there right now. There's also the bulletin board system with over 100, almost 200 users. Almost. We're
just
almost
about
there. Be one of those last 5 in our 200 block. Be number 200 if you can. Not going to give you a prize for it or anything, but just you can feel good. 1-800-259-9231. You can log on at freetalklive.com, the bulletin board system, the chat room. There's the 6 days worth of archives of the show. Last 6 days, always there for you. Always free.
Always free. And
exactly.
That's totally unlike any other radio show.
Oh, totally unlike.
I mean, well, if you want to hear some other radio show that you want to hear their show later on that day, you're going to have to pay.
Mm-hmm. And I think you're going to find that a lot of things about Free Talk Live are very unlike other radio shows. So stay tuned for that. Let me get to this email here. It's from Susie. She says, and the subject line is Space Aliens. She says, I wish they would abduct you guys. Your show stinks. You're stupid, too. Look up now and then. Back to surfing the net for signs of intelligent life. It sure ain't here. Well, Susie.
Sorry.
Didn't you email us last week saying you weren't going to listen anymore?
That's how it is.
Thanks for the email. FTL@freetalklive.com. And then
people love to hate us sometimes.
And on the other side of hate email, a positive email coming in from the United Kingdom. The first contact that we've had from there. We've heard from Tokyo. We've heard from Germany, Sweden, Canada, Australia. And now we can add the United Kingdom to that list. Rob writes us. He says, hi, guys, from Wiltshire, United Kingdom. Good to hear you hitting the airwaves. We, the free world, need to hear your many quality points. Wow.
Pip, pip, cheerio, buddy.
Yes, tut, tut. We certainly appreciate it. He ends with email with cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. That's so cheers to you.
Yes.
And thanks for the email. FTL@freetalklive.com. World War II, Manwich.
World War II?
Ready to go.
No, you're not. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Bring up what you want.
It's an article by one of my favorite writers, the legendary Harry Brown, who has a radio show on
this
network. It's on Saturdays, right after our show.
We have a Saturday show.
We have a Saturday show. Our Saturday show is from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And if it's not
That's Eastern time.
Thank you.
You have to remember, we have a worldwide audience.
I can tell who's the professional broadcaster here and who's the sidekick. Yeah, we have a Saturday Eastern Saturday show for 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Eastern time, and Harry Brown's show comes on right after ours on the same channel. So if your terrestrial radio station isn't carrying both of those shows, call them and ask for them.
Yeah, absolutely. We make a great team for Saturday nights, I think.
Absolutely. And anyway, let me read the article by Harry Brown.
By the way, you can interrupt Manwich at any time by dialing in at 1-800-259-9231 because callers take precedence on this show.
World War II is supposedly the one just war that America has fought. Even critics of the Vietnam War or the so-called War on Terror feel obliged to say that World War II was necessary. And that war provided a justification for all sorts of military adventures afterwards. In fact, whenever I write that Americas shouldn't be bombing Iraq or Serbia or Afghanistan or some other hapless third world country, I get emails from critics saying such things as, you would have turned the other cheek at Pearl Harbor. Munich showed you have to stop a dictator before he's too strong to resist. If you'd been in charge of the 1940s, we'd all be speaking Japanese or German today.
How many times have we heard that one on this show?
Often.
I mean, it's like they literally are all pulling them all out of the same playbook.
There's a certain amount of logic to them. But the problem
is... Twisted logic.
World War II is a crazy war. Shouldn't have existed in the first place.
You're right.
If World War I hadn't have existed...
If we wouldn't
have gotten into World War I, then...
Doesn't he make that point in the article?
We'll see.
All right.
World War II has always been one of the great interests to me. I've known for decades that it was just one more war the politicians suckered us into. But I still learned a great deal from reading... This is the book here. Richard Mayberry's new book, World War II, The Rest of the Story. Mayberry provides a new startling evidence. He sifts through the known facts, which nearly all historians agree on, and then assembles the evidence to show irrefutably that, A, the U.S. could have stayed out of the war because Hitler had no chance of conquering England, let alone America. His doom was sealed the moment his troops invaded Russia in August 1941. That's the truth. The U.S., the Pearl Harbor was attacked, was neither a surprise nor was it unprovoked. The Japanese code had been broken 16 months prior, and Roosevelt had bullied the Japanese in order to provoke a war.
You know, I read something, it was a year or two ago, and it made one of the front pages in the newspaper here in the Tampa Bay area that we're doing a show from, that said that we had attacked them first. Did you hear about that? How we sunk one of their submarines?
Yeah.
We started it. Nobody talks about that. You won't hear anybody say that on the radio today. We started World War II with the Japanese. They were responding to us sinking their submarine by attacking Pearl Harbor. How about the Gulf of Tonkin in Vietnam? That was totally manufactured by our government.
All manufactured.
So, yeah, there are definitely some things the government does that they don't want us to know about because they have some interest, and these are absolutely documented, real things that they
have
done.
Here's a little more truth. Okay. On November the 26th, 1941, the Secretary of War, at the time they called him Secretary of War, not Secretary of Defense, Stimson wrote in his diary, the question was, how should we maneuver them into firing the first shot without allowing too much danger to ourselves? There was no military reason to drop atomic bombs on Japan.
Oh, so horrible.
They were used as a terrorist weapons, killing innocent people to influence other people. Japan was already offering to surrender. Their homeland was blockaded, and the Japanese couldn't have survived 6 months even without an invasion.
You know, I really think that anyone out there who hasn't seen them should go on the internet and just look for pictures of the aftermath of after those bombs dropped on Japan. And just look through the pictures. Spend a half an hour to an hour and see what that's all about. Because it's one thing to say that America dropped some bombs on Japan.
Mm-hmm. And the reason we bombed them is because Roosevelt's unconditional surrender. There was no reason for an unconditional surrender. The only condition that these poor people asked for was that their emperor continued to be, emperor. Mm-hmm.
That was really sad.
That he had just a titular position.
And again, the people never make the decisions. It's governments that are making these decisions to get us into war. You can't punish the people. It's so unfair. And it's same thing's going on a much smaller scale in Iraq. Innocent people are being bombed, shot, and killed. And go look at the pictures from the aftermath of those atomic bombs dropping. It really will just make you so depressed and sad. And that's not what I want everyone to be. I don't want everyone to be depressed and sad. I want you to live your lives and enjoy them, and that's another thing.
But just realize the politicians use us as pawns in these international games of power.
We got more to say about World War II coming up. If you want to chime in or completely change the topic, you can. It's your show, so take control at 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
You want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony shortwave car stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassettes, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404-4444. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony shortwave car stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at GCNlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at GCNlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231 is the number for you. You can bring up anything you want, and you can even interrupt the show. Now, how many other talk show hosts are going to let you call in during their monologue? You know how a lot of show hosts just love to just monologue for 45 minutes, and then they let the last 10 minutes of the show or 15 minutes of the show be phone calls, and then they usually only get to one call or two calls or something like that.
They make an example of them, that sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, they always hang up on you and are very rude. Well, we will actually let you interrupt. And as a matter of fact, man, what you were just talking about, World War II and the reasons behind it and the things that some people might not know about it, and we're getting an interrupting call. And that's okay, because we're going to go right to it. Again, you can dial us at 800-259-9231. Let's go to Fred in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, I'm interested in what you guys have, what your take is on Alex Jones.
Fred, can I ask you a question first before we do that?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
It says here you're driving on I-80. Are you listening on a terrestrial radio station?
No, I've got my laptop here with a little cell phone card in it.
Oh, wow.
And I got your station through the Alex Jones website.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Well, what do we think about Alex Jones?
Yeah, I'm just curious. Well, I got it. Obviously, I got your station through the Alex Jones website.
Okay.
I discovered him. Oh, I don't know, maybe about 8 months ago on shortwave. Of course, I was fascinated because there was somebody out of Texas who hated George Bush. I thought this was great stuff. He has a lot of conspiracy type stuff, you know, with 9/11 and bones, whatever that is, skull and bones, and George Bush and Kerry being some part of some Illuminati. I just was curious because I like about maybe 60 or 80% of what he says, and the other 20% really scares the hell out of me.
It puts me in a bad position because, like you said, you're listening to me on Alex Jones's website.
Yeah, so he's going to kick you off.
No,
Well, I'm just saying, like, if I completely disagree with him, then, you know, then obviously he wouldn't want me on his website, and that makes sense.
Well, Alex Jones is just linking to his network's feed, which is the Genesis Communications Network,
makes
and we
sense.
Just happen to be on the same network as him.
But he could set his website not to feed
sure
at certain
could.
Times.
Sure he could.
I think he's got good points on some things.
I got to say,
I don't agree on everything.
I want to make this clear that on this show, we're not here to plug other shows.
Yes.
And this guy, and Alex's name comes up a very lot because, well, we're a new show, we're not on a lot of markets, and so we're pretty much getting a lot of our listeners right now through his site and through his existing affiliates, and that's fine. I like Alex Jones. I like his style. I've seen a lot of his documentaries, and I like his in-your-face confrontational style.
He
takes what Michael Moore does, and he takes it on kind of like a pro-freedom perspective, and he'll get in a politician's face, and he's not afraid to say anything to him. He's not afraid to get arrested for his beliefs, and I really have a lot of respect for that. I think he's right. I'm with you, Fred. I think he's right on a lot of things. I think a few of the things that gets on his show are totally kooky and totally crackpot. And we were talking to some of the crackpot callers last hour, as a matter of fact. So, you know, take everything that you hear with a grain of salt, whether it be on Free Talk Live, whether it be on his show, whether it be on Rush Limbaugh. Anything that you hear on the radio,
Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, definitely needs to be questioned. So does that clarify it for you?
Yeah, I mean, my motto in life is question everything.
That's a great motto. So let me ask you this, Fred. Let's move away from the network stuff, and let's talk about Fred. Fred, what's important to Fred? What is it that you're on worldwide radio right now, so what is it that do you have, like, a pet issue or something you want to talk about?
Because
now's your chance, man.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you just scared the hell out of me, you know. Tell you what I think. What really concerns me is the fanaticism, religious fanaticism that I'm seeing worldwide. I see it in the United States. I find it frightening.
Can you give me an example of what you mean by religious fanaticism in the United States?
Well, this God is on our side, or God, people using this, idea that somehow God is giving them their blessing, giving them his blessing, and therefore they're right. They're right in what they're doing. And you've got Muslims all over the world that also think the same thing.
Yeah.
And I just see, unfortunately, I think as I was growing up, religion was a strong part of my life, and I thought it was a very positive part of my life. That's what it taught me to be. Right now, I'm seeing religion as probably the most divisive and most frightening aspect of life that's going on now. I think it's gone awry.
I think that's very insightful, and I don't know who said it. I don't know who said it, but somebody is famous for this quote. They said, "We will never be free until the last." It was like the last king is strangled with the entrails of the last priest.
Well, you know, it's not that I think religion is bad. Like I said, when I was growing up, it was a strong part of my life. And
absolutely.
You're saying we got a strong sense of community and we cared. And
you're saying that it's bad when religion is used to justify violence, right, Fred?
I mean, we're driving down the street in where I live in Cincinnati, And there's all these signs saying God bless America. And my son looked at me and he said, that's the problem.
Very insightful.
And if people knew who I was and where I was, I'd probably get my house burnt down tonight. But, you know, it's like it really concerns me that people have gotten so closed off in their minds that that this religion is. I'm also very much afraid that people that they're going to start legislating in the United States and moving away from the separation of church and state.
You mean like legislating, say, gay marriages? You know, saying that you can't have gay marriages, passing amendments, those kind of things.
No, because that's just something that these religious people don't like, and you know, and it's a political issue. I see that more as a political issue.
It is a football.
If they start legislating their religious feeling, that's creeped into our government.
Well, we know that George Bush, to the end of what you're saying, Fred, we know that in his first administration here, George Bush had been instrumental in passing the whole compassionate conservative thing where they have this program now that basically funnels tax dollars to his approved charities or Christian, specific Christian charities, and I have a real problem with that. I mean, that's, again, blurring the lines, I think.
Yeah, and I have nothing, you know. Don't take me wrong. I think these religious charities are very good, and I'm involved in some of them myself. But
I agree,
believe in the separation of church and state, because when you look throughout the world and you see all these religious governments, it's a huge problem. What's going to happen in Iraq? We're going to have free elections. So what's going to happen if they elect a Muslim cleric? Are we going to go? We're going to have to unseat him because we can't have that.
Well, whoever gets elected in Iraq is going to be because of the approval of the Bush administration in the first place. So, I mean, it's probably a whole fiasco over there anyway. But you know, I definitely echo what you're saying, Fred. I think you're right on, and I think your son is very insightful. And hopefully, you'll continue listening to the show. But we're out of time for now. Fred, log on in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Bookmark us and come back 6 nights a week. Okay.
Good luck, guys.
Thanks for listening, dude. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We don't need luck. We got talent. It's your show. Take control. Anything goes. Free Talk Live.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glass, who's a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
May I see your driver's license and registration?
Certainly.
What you doing?
Chewing chocolate.
Where'd you get it?
Doggy dropped it.
Carry on.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free nationwide, probably toll-free in Canada and Mexico as well, I'm guessing. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything that you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we're here for the remainder of this hour from 9 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. You will get an extra hour of the show, but we're not going to be live. It's a time warp episode. However, keep in mind, we are planning on going to a full 3 hours a night live at the by the end of this month. And, of course, we'll announce the official date once it is official. Also, don't forget about our Saturday night show. We have that from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time, on possibly on your local affiliate. But if it's not on your local affiliate, or this show's not on your local affiliate, you're listening on the Internet, or you're listening via directly from satellite, we want you to pick up your phone during business hours, call your local talk stations, all of them, and tell them that you want to hear Free Talk Live. And maybe one of them will add us to the airwaves, which would be excellent.
It's the next big thing in talk radio.
It sure
is. I swear.
1-800-259-9231. You can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just reach your email live on the air. There's also the chat room. There's a bunch of people in there right now hanging out, talking about all sorts of things. And there's the bulletin board system with 195 people that have registered. Almost, like as you said, almost 2,000 posts to read. So there's plenty to do, including the archives, the Shrine of Female Listeners, pictures, and much, much more, all at freetalklive.com. So we were talking about World War II. We're talking about how, of course, today is, as you put it, the day that will live in infamy. Is that what you said?
It's the day that will live in infamy, according to Mr. Roosevelt.
Right. Well, yes, it is that today. And, of course, like on most other military days, like Veterans Day, everybody gets all maudlin and depressed and upset, and they remember how evil the Japanese were. Oh, wait. We sunk one of their submarines, and then they struck back.
At Pearl Harbor.
Oh, they don't teach that in your high school history class?
There's a good reason. The Roosevelt myth. Why did America get in the war? Now, this is an article by Harry Brown, who could be listened to on this network.
I'd like to call Harry Brown my friend. I don't know if I can, but I would like to call him.
He's your email buddy.
he follows our show on Saturday nights,
yes,
on the Genesis Communications Network.
And we've read his books. So
He's a great author.
Why did America get in the war? Because Franklin Roosevelt thought that it was to his personal advantage. In 1939, most people considered the New Deal to be an abject failure. The unemployment rate was still at 17%, with no end in sight to the Depression.
Really? Socialism didn't work?
Wait a minute. You're telling me the government can't fix the economy? Nope. It was stupid. Roosevelt still managed to be reelected in 1940 because he had a great personal charisma, and because he was running against a typical Me Too Republican. Wendell Willkie, a man with no solution for the economic crisis. Roosevelt insisted he would keep America neutral, proclaiming, "I've said this before and I shall say it again and again and again. Your boys are not going to be sent into any foreign wars."
Hey, you know what? At least they had charisma back then. I don't think either of the two candidates, the major two candidates this year,
they don't have the exposure of the major media these days.
Okay,
but in reality, Roosevelt saw getting into the war was a way to redeem his reputation and join the ranks of the great presidents, wartime leaders like Washington, Lincoln, and Wilson.
You know, he's right about that. The wartime leaders are the ones that history books write
about. That's why they like to fight wars. Mayberry writes in a lucid, easy-to-follow style. That's Mayberry.
Isn't that sick? Isn't it sick that these men want to leave their legacy as a wartime president, and they're willing to give up other people's sons and daughters' lives to do so? Sick.
Now, in here, Harry Brown's writing this article about Richard Mayberry's new book, World War II and the Rest of the Story. So, that's sort of...
So if you want the rest of the story, you know where to go.
Yes. Mayberry writes a lucid, easy-to-follow style. He explains how Hitler made impressive early victories in the war, but still never had a chance once he decided to invade Russia. His sources of information are the same available to everyone else, but many of his insights and conclusions are original and refreshing. He ties what happened in World War II to what is happening today in the so-called War on Terrorism. In fact, he shows today's crises are simply an extension of one century-long war. And they are. It's one century-long war. Reading this book may help you to see the world as a logical place again.
What is the century-long war against? Freedom?
It's, at one point, once 1917 rolled around, that's when the income tax was instituted in order to help us fight World War One.
Right.
That's how it was instituted. Now, what do you think these politicians... It's power. It's a power grab.
Certainly.
They didn't want to give up that income tax after the war.
Another famous quote, and again, I'm so bad at remembering the sources of quotes, but another one is, war is the health of the state. Whenever the state is involved in a war, it's time to rally behind the state. Get behind your soldiers. Get behind the troops.
We are behind the soldiers. I love the soldiers that are over there fighting. I just wish they weren't dying for some stupid, pointless cause.
I wish they were home.
I really do.
I wish they were home working at jobs that are productive, working in an industry where they provide a service, working to give a product to somebody to make our economy better instead of sucking it dry and helping suck it dry.
Mm-hmm. It's a shame.
I feel sorry for a lot of those soldiers who were misled into joining the military, who were told that they were going to help defend freedom. They were lied to.
Yeah. Most of them just wanted money for college anyway. It answers questions
they
might
lie to about that too.
It answers a question that might be concern of any lover of liberty. Why did a nation devoted to freedom and small government, blessed by being isolated from age-old turmoils of the old war, cross two oceans, sacrifice 250,000 American lives, and become embroiled in whatever was everyone else's affair? The answer: it was done to satisfy the personal ambitions of politicians and not to save America from tyranny.
Nope.
It's too much to expect tens of millions of Americans to understand that our wars are just a political racket. Not when their historical knowledge consists of the one-liners fed to them by the government schools, but it's important that you understand. If you hope to be effective in restoring liberty in America, if you want to know more about World War II, I urge you to read World War II, the rest of the story, which you can obtain at Mayberry's website.
And I'll tell you what, Mr. Brown himself, Harry Brown, is in the midst of writing a new book. It's going to be called The War Racket.
Yep.
And he's going to elucidate on pretty much all of the conflicts that this country has gotten into, and basically show that it's all been a big game.
Yep.
And it's been the cost is our lives and our freedom.
The crazy things he points out earlier in this article where we broke Japan's code 16 months before. We knew Pearl Harbor was coming. We provoked and provoked and provoked them to do it. And then We didn't defend our men in Pearl Harbor because they just got bombed and strafed and all that other stuff, and then they used that as an opportunity. Roosevelt uses an opportunity to solidify.
Yeah, they knew the attack was coming.
Yep.
I mean, despite the fact that we sunk one of Japan's submarines, which is why they attacked us in the first place at Pearl Harbor, which nobody ever talks about. Despite that fact. They did break the code. They heard the radio transmissions. They knew the planes were on their way. They stood down, and they let our troops die. That's what should be remembered today. The fact that our government is killing our own people in order to satisfy its own sick pleasures.
Wars are a racket. They're a racket. And they're the most expensive.
Is it like a tennis racket? Can you define racket for people?
It's a system that they use in order to gain power, influence, and money. The government wasn't, before we started this whole World War One nonsense, which, by the way, World War Two is a direct result of World War One.
If we hadn't gotten involved in World War One, it could be argued that World War Two would never have happened. And it certainly wouldn't have happened in the way that it did. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. How sad is that, the blood of the world is on our hands? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on. It's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. Call 888-881-NOBIO.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free for you, 1-800-259-9231. And you can bring up anything that you want to. Whatever it is that's on your mind, go for it. Bring it up. If it's personal, we love that kind of stuff. We had one. We had a personal story last night, a question about an age differential between a male and a female and whether or not they should get in a relationship. But we just eat that stuff up.
Yeah.
We don't get enough of it.
It's fun.
That's why we eat it up. Well, of course, we love politics, too, and issues, and so anything goes on the show. Where the point is, we're not afraid of any topics. And I really believe that there are talk show hosts out there who are afraid of certain topics.
Yeah.
They'll screen you right out if you don't want to talk about what they want to talk about. So there you go. Any final comments on the World War II thing, Manwich?
You know, I think that everybody should take an opportunity to read this this particular article, and you can find it by going to harrybrown.org, and the name of the article is What We Can Learn from World War II. And I think today is a good day. When you think about Pearl Harbor and December 7th and the day that'll live in infamy, today's a good day to read that article.
Absolutely.
Harrybrown.com.
Especially considering all the propaganda that is out there supporting the state and supporting the official story on World War II, this is definitely information that needs to get out there. And so, yeah, pass that around to your friends, and of course, tell them all to tune in to Free Talk Live. I want to get to a post that was made on our bulletin board system, and you can log on and be a part of this at freetalklive.com. It's absolutely free. We have over 195 users. We got about 2,000 posts on there. There's all kinds of stuff to talk about. One of our posters, Laudbase, reports Walmart reported lower than expected sales on the day after Thanksgiving. They're going to be cutting prices to lure shoppers. Would someone please explain to me how lower prices are a bad thing? And I responded and said, I can't. They're great. Lower prices are wonderful for the economy and great for consumers. And as a matter of fact, it doesn't matter if Walmart is reporting lower than expected sales. They always lower prices. Walmart, it's part of their business plan to lower prices.
It is.
And this is not an advertisement for Walmart. There's a lot of things. I want to temper what we're going to say here. I want to make sure that people understand. I don't agree with Walmart's business practices on everything. I don't like how they censor some of their music. I don't like that they don't carry certain products in their stores.
I certainly don't like how they go to and use the city and county and municipal officials to get...
To confiscate land.
To confiscate land. What's that called?
That would
eminent
be eminent
authority?
Domain.
Eminent domain.
Eminent domain. So there's a lot that I disagree with Walmart. However, then we got a response from Melissa on this post. She says, this is a touchy subject for one reason and one reason only. Profit. Let me try to explain here. And then she tries to explain. Walmart keeps lowering its prices, which in turn is drawing more customers, making them a higher profit. Here's the scoop, because you can go to Walmart and pay less for an item there than anywhere else that you can purchase the exact same item from, Walmart ends up inevitably controlling the market for that item. Mom-and-pop businesses in smaller chains are being forced to close up shop because they are losing business to Walmart.
Now, I'll make a point here that Walmart in, was it 2000? 2001? Dedicated some colossal figure to running... Circle K, or not Circle K, Big K out of business, to run Kmart out of business.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been pretty successful. Kmart has taken it on the chin. They're in such terrible shape.
I remember I used to work at the Big K for 3.5 years of my life, pretty much since I was 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when Walmart moved in down the street, and I remember seeing the business drop. But that's called the free market.
It is.
Or at least a partially free market. We don't really have a free market in this country. Let me say this about what she says here, that Walmart controls the market for a particular product?
Only until you offer it. See, because it's not just price.
It's service.
It's service. There's all kinds of people.
And
people
Walmart...
buy for political affiliations. I mean, look at Saturn. Saturn aren't great cars, but people buy them because they're built by a company where everybody owns a piece.
You know, Walmart sells all sorts of products, but they don't specialize in any one of them. You can go to the sporting goods department and buy a bicycle, and somebody like me is going to sell it to you. Because I sold plenty of bicycles when I was working at Kmart. Don't know a damn thing about bicycles. You want to ask me questions? I'll tell you I don't know a damn thing about bicycles. You go to a bicycle store, you can pay a little bit more. But you're going to get service.
But they're going to tell you which bike is right for you.
They're going to be honest with you. You can tell you which bike. They're going to know the ins and outs of the bicycles. They're going to know all the details. And I'm just giving you one example of one product. You can take that same example and apply it to the automotive section. You can take that same example and apply it to every section in the store. So, no, they don't control the market for that item. And they
plus
don't control
convenience. People buy convenience a great deal. I often go down to a little store that's near my house because... it's just so much closer and easier to buy things. Yes, I know the things I buy there are more expensive than if I went to the grocery store and parked in the Super Walmart and parked in the big parking lot.
So you're saying the $2 off isn't drawing you across town?
Well, no, it's not.
Nor is it drawing everyone across
town. It's not even across town to get to a Walmart.
Right.
For me, it's relatively close. I just don't want to have to me, pulling into that parking lot and that the whole monstrous affair, I'm not with it.
She goes on to say, Walmart is purchasing items in high bulk amounts at the lowest possible rates because Walmart is so large they can beat the manufacturers down in price because they are buying in higher quantities than any other chain. Well, Walmart also has a lot of power because she's right, they are large, and that does give them a lot of buying strength, and it gives them a lot of pull with these companies. Walmart, every year in their business plan, wants to reduce prices on products. I remember reading an article, we actually read it on the air, about a jar of pickles that was being sold at Walmart. It was like a Vlasic brand pickle jar, and it was like a huge just the biggest jar of pickles you can imagine being sold, and it was
those
sold
the ones
for
I buy.
It was like
pickles.
Sold for $2.99. It was the best damn deal in pickles, and I'll tell you a little bit more about it. We'll talk about pickles coming up. 1-800-259-9231, and if you want to interrupt the show and bring up your topic, you can. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, because you're free to call in and talk about whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. Sea Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Sea Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to 4 separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? HemMiracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. So if you want to comment on something we've already talked about earlier in the hour, you're welcome to do that. If you want to bring up something completely different, you're welcome to do that as well. It's your show. You can take control anytime. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we're talking about this post that we had on our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com, which you can get interactive with absolutely free, so be sure you check it out, where people are, again, shouting from the hilltops about the evils of Walmart and how Walmart's going to take over the world and going to put all the mom-and-pop businesses out of business. I don't know about you, Manwich, but how long's Walmart been around for?
Well, Sam Walton's dead, and he started it, so yeah, it's been around quite some time.
So how many mom-and-pop businesses, I mean, have you seen in the Tampa Bay area? I know you do sales in this area for a magazine, so They
you
come
probably
and they
talk
go.
To some of them,
don't
usually,
you?
Mom and pop stores are poorly run anyway, but you know, poorly managed. I'm sorry to say, but that's why there's so many that start and stop.
Yeah, most businesses fail within the first year, and I think what is it? Something like 75% or 80% or something like that. And then after the next 5 years, most of those businesses that survive the first year are out of business as well. So that's part of the free market, or at least in this country, the semi-free market. The idea that businesses should be allowed to come and go and die, because if you can't serve people the right way, if you can't give them the right level of service, the right product, the right price, you deserve to fail. Now, she goes on to say, Walmart is purchasing items in high bulk amounts at the lowest possible rates. Because Walmart is so large, they can beat manufacturers down in price because they're buying higher quantities than any other chain, therefore causing manufacturers to lose money, as well as the other businesses selling the same product. Melissa, a manufacturer will not sell a product with Walmart if it's going to lose money on it.
Some of them might, but
if it's a calculated business.
They're going to go out. Right. It's a calculated business move, or they're going to go out of business.
Right, yeah. If Walmart, again, in their business plan, every year they contact their vendors and they say, we want you to drop your price a penny. Drop our cost a penny so we can drop that price to our clients. And if they won't do it, you're out of the store.
Wow.
Your products are off the shelves. So if you don't want to play by Walmart's rules, your products are not carried by Walmart. And nobody wants to get excluded from that because Walmart does so much business. So I think that's a great thing. It lowers prices for consumers, gives everybody more money to spend. She says the only one benefiting from Walmart's prices is Walmart, not the consumer. Melissa, you're showing your ignorance of economics here. Consumers benefit from lower prices because they have more money to spend.
Buy more stuff. Live a better quality of life.
Have more wealth. She says the consumer pays less for an item and in turn buys more items because of this. Oh, she admits it. Therefore, the consumer ends up spending more in a Walmart store than they would in any other store that they would be shopping at. Well, that's how women tend to spend their money.
Oh,
they just
my
tend
God.
To go
I
in
can't
there.
Believe you just said that.
Come on. You know that women are more impulse buyers than men, don't you think?
Now, I don't think you can make that generalization, no.
All right, maybe it's just the women I know. I think
you're not an impulse buyer, and the people you go shopping with are probably women.
Well,
therefore, that's true for you.
She's right that, it's a law of economics, that if you reduce your price, people will buy more of what you're selling. It's their choice. They're not manipulating somebody into spending that extra $20 on a bucket of spark plugs. They're not forcing these people to come and shop with them. That would be a problem, and I would be against that. That's not what Walmart does. They lower their prices to bring you through the doors, and it works.
It's free.
And you know what, Melissa? I bet you shop there, too. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. We're going to be back tomorrow night at 7, but stay tuned because the Time Warp Hour is next. And log on, in the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
U.S. Gold and